Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Belgium's data protection agency fined IAB Europe, an association of online ad companies, €250,000, saying the group's transparency and consent framework tool violates GDPR. This tool lets sites obtain user consent for processing personal data for ads. In addition to the fine, the regulator ordered IAB Europe to issue a series of remedies to come into GDPR compliance. The analysts at IDC report that in Q4, shipments of Chromebooks decreased 63% of the year to just below 5 million units. This led to a big shift in market share compared to a year ago, with Acer, Dell, and Lenovo taking 1, 2, and 3 spots respectively, compared to HP, Lenovo, and Dell in Q4 2020. Despite the Q4 decrease, overall Chromebook shipments for 2021 increased 13.5% of the year to 37 million units. SpaceX announced a new high-performance tier for its satellite internet service called Starlink Premium, available in Q2. This will use a high-performance antenna that can perform better in extreme weather conditions, offering download speeds between 150 and 500 megabits per second and upload speeds up to 40 megabits per second. The antenna hardware costs $2,500, with service at $500 a month. Alphabet earned $30.69 per share in Q4 on revenue up 32% in the year to $75.33 billion, both beating analyst estimates. Overall ad revenue increased 33% of the year to $61.24 billion. YouTube ads brought in $8.63 billion, although that missed analyst estimates. Cloud revenue grew 45% to $5.54 billion, with the unit's operating loss down 22% of the year to $890 million. Its other revenue segment saw revenue up 22% to $8.16 billion, with CEO Sundar Pichai saying it had an all-time sales record for Pixel phones in the quarter. In its Q3 earnings report, Sony said it shipped 3.9 million PS5 consoles during the holiday quarter, up 18% on the quarter. Through the end of 2021, Sony shipped 17.3 million PS5 consoles, 3 million fewer at the same point in its release cycle compared to the PS4. Overall gaming revenue decreased 8% in the year to 813.3 billion yen, that's about 810 million US dollars. Its image sensor division saw revenue increase 22% in the year to 57.8 billion yen. SiriusXM announced Audio ID, a way for the company to identify and track audiences across apps. This will match data sets of user signals across the company's satellite radio service, Pandora, and Stitcher, combining these into a single unique anonymized Audio ID profile. Signals include emails and phone numbers used in common between the services, but also device IDs, IP addresses, and profile data. This will support first-party ad targeting at launch. The company LogMeIn, owner of GoToMeeting and LastPass, announced it will change its name to GoTo. The company still plans to proceed with its spinoff of LastPass into an independent company. Netflix added the game Hextech Mayhem to its subscription service, a rhythm runner game featuring characters and locations from League of Legends, published by Riot Games' publishing arm, Riot Forge. The game already launched on consoles and PCs, but is a mobile exclusive to Netflix. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office granted Apple a patent for a car sunroof. The sunroof uses variable opacity glass to let a driver adjust transparency and opens in sequence with the side windows rather than being a fixed panel. Protocol confirmed Sonos acquired the Bluetooth audio startup T2 Software back in November. Prior to the acquisition, T2 worked on a new audio codec for Bluetooth LE audio called Bluetooth LC3, billed as offering high-quality audio at lower data rates and thus lower power consumption. Sonos has reportedly been developing wireless headphones, filing a patent for a design in 2020. Netflix added the option to manually delete content from its Continue Watching row on its web, mobile, and TV apps. Previously, this could only be done on the web through the activity screen on a user's profile, not directly from the main UI. Google began rolling out its OneVPN service for iOS users, available to Google One subscribers on 2TB premium plans. OneVPN on Android also received two new features. App Bypass lets designated apps use a standard connection if a VPN causes issues. Safe Disconnect will only let users go online while the VPN is on when it's enabled. Google announced that Gmail has a new integrated layout available to try starting February 8th, becoming default by April, and eventually the only option by the end of Q2 2022. The view makes it so Google Chat, Google Meet, and Google Spaces will get their own screens in Gmail that are accessible with large buttons on the left-hand side, replacing the floating windows view they have now. YouTube began rolling out a new full-screen player interface on Android and iOS apps. This new interface shows buttons for likes, dislikes, viewing comments, and sharing directly on the full-screen mode rather than being a swipe-up option. And finally, Yahoo Japan will stop making most online services available in the European Economic Area and the UK on April 6th, saying the cost of compliance to regulations like GDPR would be impossible. Email, credit card, and ebook services will still be available. As a reminder, Yahoo Japan is an entirely separate entity from the Yahoo brand owned by Apollo Global Management. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.